Father, we thank you, Lord, because, Father, we know that this is the day that you have made. Therefore, Father, we choose to give you praise and choose to give you thanks, Father. And, Father, we thank you, even as we come at this prophetic midnight time, time to speak to you, time to open our hearts, our soul, our spirit up unto you, Father. Father, we declare that even now, in the name of Jesus, this time will be a time where possibility is present, that this time will be a time where love, peace, will be present. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the honor and the glory. Amen. Pop this name, open up the lines so we can all begin to pray in the spirit.
Thank you, Father God, right now for this day that you've given to us, Father God. We bless you, Father God, for this newness of day, Father God. This is the day that you have made, Father God, so we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father God, right now for the Archbishop and our joy, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father God. We thank you for the joy ministries and the company of prophets right now, Father God, that we are coming before you boldly as we know how today, Father God, joint, Father God, in unity and love, Father God, joint in peace today, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are moving in a mighty way, Father God, that we're able to come before you, Father God, and open up our petitions to you today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are doing a new thing even now, Father God, in us and through us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are working things out for our good today, Father God, according to your riches and glory that are in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you are setting up a new assignment for this week for us, Father God, to enter into, Father God, to take on, execute out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, the assignment, Father God, for kingdom expansion. We thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you are covering us, Father God, that you are shielding and protecting us from every wile of the wicked one, for every foul and every demonic spirit. We bind you, we come against you even now. Satan, you are a liar, and the blood of Jesus is against you. We are pressing forward in clarity of mind. Let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Thank you, Father God, that even now we are pressing forward into our I am-ness. We are pressing forward in that we are shifting into the new language, Father God. We are working out of our voice, Father God, and that we are pressing forward and dictating the context through the faith you have given to us by the word of God. I thank you, Father God, that you are moving in a mighty way. That you are moving every mountain out of our way, Father God. That should not be there. That you are moving every obstacle out of our way that shouldn't be there. That the challenge that's out there, Father God, oh, let them come. But we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We are standing, and we shall stand having done all to stand. We are fighting a good fight of faith. Thank you, Father God, that you have given us power over the enemy, that you have given us power over sin. Thank you, Father God, that we have dominion over the enemy. Thank you, Father God, that we have dominion over sin. Thank you, Father God, right now, Father God, that you are working things out for our good, Father God. Thank you, Father God, right now, that you are moving your precious hand over us and our families, Father God, that you are moving, Father God, over us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We'll be so careful to give you all honor and all praise and all glory, Father God. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Let your will be done. Not our will, but let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you for this time once again to come together in agreement, in powerful prayer, Lord God. Thank you for victory. Thank you for clarity, Lord God. And thank you for your will being accomplished in and through each one of us, Father. Protect us, Lord, and continue to guide us in your way and your will into a season of overcoming, Lord God, and victory. Thank you for praise reports, Lord God, that we're going to see, manifestations, answers to prayer, restoration and healing in finances and families and physical bodies, Lord God, that you will touch each one of our lives. Thank you for your favor, Lord God, in every area as we move into a season of prosperity and abundance, as you continue to move us all forward into the globalizing of the prophetic, Lord God. Thank you that you would continue to give us creative ideas, Lord God, and witty inventions, that we will have eyes to see and ears to hear what your spirit is saying, Lord God, that we will know your mind, Lord God. We will know the mind of God for each one of our lives, Father God. Thank you for unity, Lord God, and harmony. And thank you for right divine connections, Lord God, that you will bring the right people across our paths as well, Lord God, and remove wrong ones. Remove negativity, anything that is hindering, Lord God, that we may move forward into your plans for good that you have for us, Father, and help us to stand strong and persevere and not give up as we go through seasons of shifts and changes, Lord God, that we will persevere in our faith and continue to run the race, Father, and trust you that you are only repositioning us for prosperity and for your divine will, Lord God, and not give up. Thank you, Lord, for all the good that you are doing. Help us to focus on you and be thankful in everything, Lord God, even the little things, and remember our covenant with you, even through tithes and offerings, Lord God, that we will not forget you, Lord God, and thank you for strength, Lord God, and health, and thank you for increase as well, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless your name this day, God. We come before you, God, to be a living sanctuary, God, for you, Father God. And we thank you for our leaders in this hour, our mentors, Father God, and our spiritual parents, Father God. Protect them as they go and they bring forth your word and teaching the goodness of you, Father God. We thank you, God, for just canceling anything that was meant for harm in our lives this week, Father God, bringing us through this week, Father God, another day to rise and shine and give your name to glory, God. God, as the parents are on this line today praying for their sons and their daughters, someone who's strung out on drugs or perhaps even in jail, Father God. We're asking you just to send an angel to help make a clear path and a clear way, Father God. Take the stress and the worry off the parents, Father God. Let them know that you are there and you will cover them, cover their child, Father God. Thank you, God, for even favor in this season with clients, Father God. We thank you for the people that we're coming in contact with, Father God. Not only could we be a help to them, but we can be a blessing to them, a spiritual blessing. And when they see us, they will see your love and feel your love, Father God. Help us to be awake and aware, God, in this season for people that might come around us, Father God, to start things, to rile up things, to get us on a negative side. Help us to be love 24/7, Father God, but help us to move in peace also, God. We thank you, God, for just our divinity, for we are born through you, God, in our divinity. Help us to be strong in our divinity, God, that we can call the things that be not as though they were, not just saying these things, but believing these things, tasting these things, and being these things, Father God. Help us to realize, God, that this is just like a matrix, Father God, and this here we can control because you've given us the power, God. We thank you, God, for just protecting our mind, Father God. Anything that just tries to come and push it to the left or to the right, we're standing on your word and we're believing your word, Father God, because you're the one that matters in the end, Father God. Thank you for just canceling oppression, the people who are oppressed today, the people who are stressed today, Father God, because maybe the government, maybe their health, Father God, bring a divine angel into their presence to teach them and to show them that it's you to depend on, and even us down to helping us to eat right, Father God. Help us, God, to live in a more peaceful way, God. We give your name always the honor and the glory and the praise. We thank you for your forgiving nature, Father God, and your love towards us. We thank you. Amen.
Father, we bless you on tonight, God. Father, we say yes, oh God. Father, we thank you for your word tonight that says, Father, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Father. We thank you for that illuminating word tonight that goes into every home that is represented on this line, into every being that is represented, Father. The illumination of your word becoming truth in our lives. God, as we stand on the wall tonight interceding, Father, we thank you, God, for every stronghold that has come down, Father. For your word says, God, that we wrestle not against the flesh and the blood, but against the powers and the principalities, God, and the rulers of the darkness of this age. And I speak in the spirit realm tonight, and I cancel your assignment over the people of God. I cancel your assignment over financial deficit. I cancel lack tonight. I cancel poverty tonight. I thank you right now, God, for the abundance of God. I thank you right now for the overflow, God, in your people's life. I thank you right now, God, for contractual agreements being in divine order, Father God. Father, we speak right now to the spirit realm, and we review, unstop, and remove every blockage. I decree and declare the blessings of God over your people. I decree and declare, Father God, your divine favor operating in our experience, Father. I thank you right now, Father, that the devil has been deemed powerless, oh God, for your word has lifted up a standard against the enemy tonight, Father. I thank you for every mother on the line that may be standing for her daughter or for her son. I thank you for every husband on the line standing for his wife or for his family, every woman on the line that may be standing. Father, I thank you that this thing is not about church, but it is about kingdom. I thank you that this is not about church, but it's about kingdom and your will being fulfilled in the people of God's life. I thank you in advance right now for divine deliverance, oh God. I thank you for divine illumination and revelation of your word in your people of God's life, that they may go into the kingdom, Father God, and be successful successful businessmen and successful businesswomen and successful in entrepreneurship. Father, open doors that we cannot even see. Father, we thank you right now for faith having her perfect work, patience having her perfect work, God, healing having her perfect work, God, but more importantly, wisdom, oh God. Your word says, if a man lack wisdom, let him ask of you. Tonight we seek wisdom, God, face to face, mouth to mouth, cheek to cheek, ear to ear. Speak to us tonight, oh God, with your wisdom, God, that we will not be foolish women, foolish men, but women and men, Father, that are seeking wisdom and after your own heart. Father, I thank you in advance right now. I give you the glory in advance right now. I thank you right now for international business, for international businesses, global prophetic businesses, God. Everything, God, we don't even know, Father, but you know. We can't even define it. You can define it, God. We don't even know where to begin, but you know, because you're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You're everything in between. You are the process, in the process, in the process, behind the process, around the process, and we trust you in the process. God, I thank you tonight. I give you the praise for your blessed people on this line, their families and their households, breaking yokes and setting order and decree and declaring the next level in you. Father, I give you the glory right now, God. I ask, Father God, that you bless and touch the Archbishop, Prophetess Deborah, the First Family, God, and continue to move in their life as they are leading us, as the prophetic is being globalized in this time. We will be mindful to give you the praise and all of the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. And Lord Heavenly Father, God, we thank you tonight. Lord God, tonight we thank you for your son, Lord God. We thank you for your son who died on the cross for us, Lord God. On tonight, Lord God, I want to thank you for erasing our sins, Lord God, giving us another chance at life, giving us another chance, Lord God, to walk in our purpose and our journey, Lord God. I thank you for your sacrifice, Lord God. May we too learn to sacrifice, Lord God, in the ways of you, Lord God. We thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for standing in the gap for us, Lord God. We thank you for standing in the gap. We thank you, Lord God, for meeting us where we are, Lord God. Tonight, Lord, I pray for those who are hung up in mistakes, hung up in regrets, hung up in past situations. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you would open our hearts, open our minds to see that there is a brighter future. It is a new day, Lord God. And then when you give us a day to live, Lord God, you make us clean, you make us new, Lord God. May we walk in our freedom in the Lord, Lord God. May we walk in our strength and our courage, Lord God, all today. Lord, I pray for every heart, every mind that is hardened, Lord God. May they see a new light today. May they see the light of the Lord in their lives today, Lord God. I ask for the angels to continue to surround us, Lord God. Surround us and guide us, Lord God. Whisper in our ears. Touch our hearts, Lord God. Breathe new air in us, Lord God. I pray for strength, supernatural strength, Lord God. For those who are weak, for those who want to give up, for those who think that it is done, Lord God, make it new for us today on this day. Lord, I pray for those who are not on this line, Lord God. May they hear our prayers. May they feel you today, Lord God, through us. May they feel you, Lord God. I pray that each and every one of us, Lord God, as you walk into rooms, as you walk into conferences, work, into grocery stores, Lord God, may people feel your presence. May they feel the glory walk in, Lord God, for we walk as you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for using us as messengers, Lord God, here on earth. And I pray, Lord God, that we do not take advantage of the opportunity to breathe new air, Lord God, for all the many who have not waken up, who are not unable to get on this midnight pride, Lord God. I notice we thank you for the opportunity to allow us to do so, Lord God, and I pray, but I pray for the hearts and minds of this nation, Lord God, for those who do not know you, may they come to know you, Lord God, may they come to know that there's a Savior, may they come to understand, Lord God, that there's another chance, there's another opportunity, that there's another way, Lord God. They don't have to walk in the darkness of this world, but they can walk in your light. We thank you, Jesus, and we praise your name. Amen and amen.
My God today, my God.
Amen, Father God. We just praise you, dear Lord. We love you, Father God. We just thank you for another day, dear Lord, because this is the day that you have made, Father God. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. Lord, we just praise you with thanksgiving, dear Lord. Thanksgiving praises, dear Lord. Lord, we thank you for the mercy over our lives, dear Lord. We thank you for all that you have done for us, dear Lord. We thank you for carrying
all this week, dear Lord, and we're walking into a new week this week, dear Lord. And, Lord, we trust in you in the process. We trust in you for everything that we have to do this week, dear Lord. We trust in you for understanding, Lord. We trust in you for peace, dear Lord. We trust in you for just touching our lives, dear Lord Jesus, and keeping us, dear Lord, in our right mind, Father God, that we know that you are there with us, dear Lord, that you have us in the palm of your hand, dear Lord Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for holding our family, dear Lord Jesus, helping us to guide them, Father, to get to know you, Father God. We thank you for having the protection around our children, dear Lord, those that's in college, dear Lord, that's standing independent, dear Lord, that really need you, Father, that's away from us, dear Lord, that you carry them. They are there with you, Father God. They are trusting you, dear Lord, in the seasons that they go through, dear Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we just praise and we give you the honor, dear Lord. We thank you for the Archbishop Ebonar Jordan and Pastor Deborah for being in this space, dear Lord, for running with the race, dear Lord, not looking back, standing for us, dear Lord, teaching us your word, dear Lord, teaching us all things in life, Father God. We just thank you for them, Father God. Just, dear Lord, continue to bless them, dear Lord, give them their heart's desire, dear Lord, as they're at the meeting this week, dear Lord. Bless them in every way, Father God. Look upon all their children, dear Lord, their grandchildren, dear Lord, and more to come, Father God. Continue to bless their seeds, dear Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you for Zoe Ministry, dear Lord. We thank you for the clergy. We thank you for the ministers, dear Lord. We thank you for the deacons, dear Lord. We thank you for every last one of them that's walking in their I Am, that's continuing to trust you in the process, dear Lord. We thank you for the financial blessings, dear Lord, that you're going to place upon their lives, dear Lord. We thank you for everyone that's on this call tonight, dear Lord. Bless everyone that's on the call, Father God. Those that didn't make the call, dear Lord, their heart is there. Their spirit is there with us, dear Lord. And we just praise you, Father. We give you honor, dear Lord. And Lord, just look upon those that need a healing, Father God, a healing from you, Father God, a healing, Father. Touch them from the head, from their toes, Father God. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor, dear Lord, for what you're doing, dear Lord. And we praise you. We praise you, Father God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And, Father, as we continue coming together in prayer, Father, we honor you. We worship you, God. Father, we thank you for this day of worship and praise, God. We thank you, God, for all that you're in the process of doing through this prayer line. Thank you for every miracle that's about to break through in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for every situation that has been brought here by every prayer warrior, God. We thank you because we know you answered prayer. Now, Father, you told us that if any of us lack wisdom, for us to ask. So, Father, we ask. And then you told us, God, whatever things we ask, believing it shall be done. So, God, we speak to every mountain of debt, every mountain of foreclosure, every mountain of sickness. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every barrier, God. Father, I come before you on behalf of pastors across this country facing difficult situations in their churches, situations of depression and suicide and the feeling of giving up. God, we honor you. We know that you're able to lift us up, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we worship you tonight. Father, we worship you this morning. Father, we worship you all day long. Thank you for blessing our businesses. Thank you for the spirit of the entrepreneur, God. Thank you for what you've been revealing to us, God. We will never forget to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And for that, God, we say thank you. And we will honor you from the rest of our days until we see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne of grace. We thank you, oh God, that you hear the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, Lord God. And we thank you as a result of it that you are answering our prayers. Father, fire us up anew. Refresh us, oh God, as we go into this week. Let everyone on this line be so refreshed, so renewed, so revitalized in this season, oh God. Let everything that we touch begin to just be blessed. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for the people that we touch and the lives that are touched as a result of you moving through us in a great and mighty way. Lord, let there be a special anointing upon our lives this week. Let us walk in divine favor like never before. Let us see the grace of God moving in our lives as never before, that miracles begin to take place right before our very sight. Lord, that we come back with so many testimonies each and every week with more to tell, more to share of your goodness and your grace upon our lives. Oh, God, Father, I just thank you for healing and touching us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet in this season, healing all minds, all hearts, all ligaments, all joints. Lord God, I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for our children. I thank you that there are arrows in this earth, the ones that we set forth, the ones that we've raised up according to your word, according to your plan. But, Father, you said that if we would raise them up in the way that they would go, when they got older, they would not depart from it. So, Father, we thank you that they are walking in line with your purpose and your plan for their lives, and that nothing by no means shall harm them. Lord God, please protect every child and every person on this line right now. We just give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor right now. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Father God, for the glory of the Lord being upon us even now. For you told us to arise and shine, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. We thank you, Lord, that the glory of God is shining upon us, and those that are groping in darkness are drawn to that light to seek direction for their lives. We thank you, Lord, that your glory is being revealed even in every institution, in the prison systems, in the educational system, in the financial system, because you have dispatched us in these areas, God, to be a light on the court, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the spirit of integrity and honor that we walk in. We thank you, Lord God, that you have sharpened and purified our characters, Lord God, that we will not make you ashamed. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing that flows through every fiber of our being, not only our bodies, God, but through our bloodline. Your anointing and your healing flows. God, we ask right now that you look on our parents. Look on our elders, God. Father God, we ask you for long life. We pray for longevity for our elders. We pray for prosperity for our elders. We pray for peace and safety for our elders. We pray, Lord God, that that Alzheimer's and dementia will not come upon them. For you said none of these diseases shall come upon us. You said that no sickness or disease shall come nigh our dwelling. Lord God, we lift up our elders. We lift up our leaders, God. We lift up our archbishop and our pastor. God, we cover them. We undergird them, Lord, as we submit to them. We pray that you strengthen them, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Father God, we pray for all of the cares that are upon our hearts, even those unspoken requests, God. We pray, Lord God, that you hear our hearts cry. We pray, Lord God, that you comfort those that need comforting, strengthen those that need strengthening, heal those that need healing. We command breakthrough in the area of finance. We command jobs to come forth even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, even the housing situations, Lord God, we command manifestation, Lord, and all things to come into fruition according to your glory and according to your will. Lord, honor every seed that has been sown, and we give you the glory and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we come before you on tonight to thank you for all the miraculous things you are doing in our lives. We thank you for another opportunity to assemble and pray. We thank you for this midnight cry, O Lord. And we thank you for those who have come on the line tonight. We ask that you hear our cry, Lord God. We want more of you, Lord God. Fill us with your peace. Fill us with your joy. Fill us with your love. Fill us with your wisdom, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Fill us with your love. As we usher in a new week, Lord God, we just pray and we thank you for favor, Lord God. We thank you for guiding us and keeping us as we go through this week. We thank you for opening doors that man said were shut. We thank you for touching hearts that were thought to be cold, Lord God. We thank you for opening minds that were thought to be closed. We thank you for allowing all things to work out for our good, Lord God. For we know that with you all things are possible, and without you nothing is possible, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward us, Lord God. We thank you for strength. We thank you for power. We thank you for wisdom. Thank you for courage. Thank you for boldness. Thank you for right thought, Lord God. Thank you for right company in this season, Lord God. Thank you for the right connection. Thank you for money-making ideas, Lord God. Thank you for a creative and innovative mind, Lord God. Thank you for financial freedom. Thank you for opportunities, Lord God. Thank you for making us the head and not the tail, for making us above and not below, Lord God. We thank you for good health in this season, Lord God. We ask you to touch every physical body on this line and connected to this line, Lord God. We ask that you heal any sickness that is not of you, Lord God. Take any and everything away that is not of you, Lord God. Thank you for Zoe Ministries. We thank you for all the souls that the ministry reaches. We thank you for the souls that help the ministry to run, Lord God. Thank you for the clergy and the ushers and the musicians, Lord God. We ask you to touch their hearts and their minds as they go through the week, Lord. Thank you for being with me daily. Thank you for being with me on my daily walk, Lord God. Thank you for ordering my steps. Thank you for family, Lord God, not just my family, but all families, families connected to this line and families not even connected to this line. We just thank you for keeping families together in this season, Lord God. We thank you for healing families in this season, Lord God. We thank you for bringing structure to families in this season, Lord God. We thank you for moving in our lives and in our situations, Lord God. Even at this very moment, we thank you for showering us in your blessings. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the new thing that you're doing in each and every one of us. We thank you for the thing, Father, making a new thing, Father, in each and every one of us. Father, we thank you for the Master Prophet, and we thank you for Pastor Deborah. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan. We thank you, Father, for the covering that you have, Father, over your people in this season. Father, we thank you for turning your people back to your word in this season. Father, we thank you for the things that you're doing, even in the areas of abundance, even in the areas of new ideas, fresh ideas in this season, Father, even now. Father, we thank you for what you said, Father, is that the peace of Christ will rule in our hearts, since members of one body, we were called to peace. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for being peace and giving us a peace, Father, that surpasses all understanding. Father God, I thank you for sending your Son, Christ Jesus, who may be a comforter unto us. Father God, I thank you now, Father, for touching every head, touching every mind, Father, such that they are one mind, Father, in you. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you now for the thing that you're doing, even in individuals, Father, that have turned from you. Father, I ask that you continue to show yourself in their lives. Father, even now I ask that you continue to touch brothers, continue to touch sisters, continue to touch mothers, continue to touch wives. Father, I thank you as you continue to strengthen husbands, Father, even in this season. Father, even husbands that have not stepped out yet, Father, in that space. Father, I thank you now, Father, that you give them the strength. Father, give your people the courage even in this season. In the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time. We thank you for allowing us to gather, God. We thank you for each person sitting on this call line, God, and praying and crying out to your name, Father God. Father God, we cast all our burdens upon you, God. Father God, we know that you are the one that is making us our light, God. And Father God, we ask that you guide us in this season and you guide us through this day, God. God, show your favorable mercy upon us and upon our children's lives and upon our family lives and those that are connected to us, God. Father God, we ask that you send us good news, good favorable news that we can laugh upon and we can enjoy in your presence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, we thank you right now for this company of prophetess and prophets that are on this line, that we are petitioning you for your people on tonight and for every prayer request concerning our lives, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that even in this hour that you will begin to cause a healing power that will begin to be restored upon your people, because your words say, by your stripes we are healed in Jesus' name. And Lord, let healing, your healing virtue go throughout this entire line right now in the name of Jesus on this conference call. Touch every home.
Touch every family. Touch every neighborhood. Touch every city. Touch every state. And we decree and declare healing and restoration to your people, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you right now. Even you're going to begin to touch every school. Touch our justice system, God. Touch even, Father God, our government. Touch our Senate, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch our Congress, God. Touch the President, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch every pastor. Touch every minister of the gospel, Lord. Every evangelist, every prophet, every apostle, God, every ministry, God, begin to touch and begin to bring healing to your people, God. In the name of Jesus, touch every college right now, every university, God, every school system, God. Touch it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now that you will be our peacemaker. That I never want to petition, hallelujah, the enemy. And be our peacemaker, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the spirit of prosperity. I thank you for the spirit of divine increase, divine, hallelujah, release and overflow, God. I decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that you're toning the violence down in our cities, God, all over the country, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that you will give us the peace that surpasses all understanding, not as the world gives, but as you give unto us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now that you're making your people the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that there's a transfer of wealth into the hands of your righteous people, God, in the name of Jesus. I decree it and declare it right now, in the name of Jesus. Bless every entrepreneur, God, every business person on this line, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring divine increase and divine release to them, God. God, I thank you right now. You bring in unity and oneness and love and peace and joy and prosperity, happiness, health and success into our life, God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people. I thank you for the Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenard Jordan, and his stand for the world, God. I thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and their stand for the world, God. I thank you for their beloved family, God, and their grandchildren. God, cover them in your blood, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan, God. I thank you for her life, God. I thank you for God for strength and divine healing and restoration to her, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for the prophet, hallelujah, for the Kelly family and for the Chin family. And God, you continuously covering them with your loving arms and comfort, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. But God, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone on the sound of voice right now. Let your holy angels surround your people right now. And Father God, I thank you right now that the archangels are battling for us, God. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down every stronghold. And we come against every stronghold of the enemy right now, every hindering call right now that will try to bring hindrance to the things that you have given us to do concerning your will, God. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you in advance for what you're getting ready to do for your people. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen,
amen.
We want to thank everyone. Pastor, are you there?
Yes, I am, Prophetess Ma'am. I'm right in front of the hotel. To God be the glory. We prayed on the highway and on the streets, and God gave us favor. So to God be the glory. We just want to thank and praise God. I can only say it just keeps getting better and better and better. And I just want to honor every one of you, acknowledge every one of you, thanking God for you, for your stands tonight. And I can just only say, keep on keeping on. Why should you come down from off of the wall? You're doing a good work. You're doing a great work. Keep on keeping on, because our reward is sure. This is not about us, but it's for our families. It's for those that need to know what we know. So Amen. We're doing a great work. Do not stop. Do not quit. But let us keep on keeping on. Amen. Amen. So I'm blessed, and I'm so honored. I just love this year, and I just give God praise. So, Naomi, I'm going to release and turn it over to you.
Amen.
God bless
thank
you, family.
Amen.
Love you more, Pastor. God bless you.
God bless
you.
Amen. Well, we want to
thank
you.
God bless you.
All.
Love you, Pastor.
We want to thank you all for coming on the line. I know everyone got to get up tomorrow. It is already Monday morning for some of us already. So I want to say thank you all. And our Prophetess Jessica, if you're still on the line, tell the people of God what they have to look forward to in the next 11 hours and 20 minutes.
Well, good morning, people of God. And tomorrow, well, later on today, in a couple of hours, what you have to look forward to is Man Cave Monday on Pop Life Radio. Our host today will be Prophet Prentice, Prophet Joshua, Prophet Bostic, and is that all, Prophet Joshua? And also Prophet Gregory Jackson. So it's going to be an exciting show. I'm sure they have something interesting up their sleeves for us. So you'll definitely want to tune in. That's tomorrow from 12 to 1 on this very line here.
Amen, amen. Thank you all. And then also, everyone, please check your emails. Check your emails. The Master Prophet, our Archbishop, is sending us special instructions. That's right, special instructions. So check your emails. Also check out, the Master Prophet is also going to send us a call blast to let us know when to come on to the live conference call. So just stay tuned in, and I want to say good night, and God bless to you all, and we love you.
Good night.
And everyone, and have a wonderful day. God bless.
God bless.
Love you all.
Peace.
Night.
Love you more.
Good night.